Blog Talk Radio.
It's Monday night, August 1st.
I can't be in here.
Yeah, I know. My co-host is here, but she's walking out of the room because it's very distracted or whatever you want to call it, noise. Tonight is gonna be talking about all the soaps, and people, if you haven't seen it, the new Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley video, oh my God, it's sexy, it's fun, it's everything. And Taylor's new video is supposed to be coming out very soon. And, you know, Taylor Swift, I love you, Taylor Swift. Back to December, I believe Taylor wrote it for me. Okay, well, I only have one call on so far, and so I will bring on my co-host, who's in my living room. Hello?
Hello. Well, I'm actually not in the living room. I went back into the bedroom, so.
Oh, yeah, I can kind of hear that. We've had a very fun day. And, you know, by the way, you guys, we got the most cool call. Oh, we have callers now. Okay, so I'm bringing on, this is Daytime After Dark. The number to call in is 347-850-8721. So I'm bringing on 671. I mean, 641.
Hey, Carly. It's Lisa.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
How are you?
Good.
Good. But what's the topic for
today? No, you're echoing.
Oh, my God. It's going to be echoing when I go up there, too.
Well,
why don't I just not be on the phone since I'm already listed on the scene?
Fine, do you this one hang up and...
Yeah, it'll be easier that way.
Fine. Okay, you guys, we is this crazy. So, Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You know, the new Taylor Swift video is coming out very, very soon.
Which song is it?
I think it's for The Story of Us.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
No, I hadn't heard that. Did you know Taylor's making a perfume that's coming out this fall, too?
No, I did not know that, but now that I know that, I think that's really good.
Yeah, it's coming out in October, and it's in a purple bottle with sparkles and a gold lid. And I think it's called, I don't remember what it's called. It's from a line from Enchanted, but I can't think of the name of the perfume right now.
Oh, yeah, that's why I did hear that. How is Castle Radio going?
Good.
Good. Any new thing coming up for Castle Radio?
We might be getting a special guest back in September. Yeah.
Can you say who the special guest is? Oh, is it the kind that you...
I will say this much. Because we're working with them to get him back. But it is the costume designer.
Okay, well, you guys, you heard it here first. A special guest on Castle Radio will be coming soon. I'm just saying that tonight we are going to talk about all soaps. We can talk about country music. We can talk about everything. So,
I'm not hearing this. I'm going to have to call in. I'm not getting this.
Mm-hmm. That would work. The soaps, you know, what soaps do you watch, Lisa?
I actually don't watch any except I catch once in a while. I catch some of Y&R. But other than that, I don't watch any right now.
Lisa, that is very sad. But I love Y&R. I really love Y&R. Y&R is good. Except you got to stop breaking up Victoria and Billy. You are making me very sad, Y&R.
I know. I don't like that either. They need to quit that. I don't like it either. I agree with you, Chris.
Yeah. And you know what? Bring back Phyllis and Nick together, and I will let this 562 caller back on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Okay, well, I'm in your room, so.
Okay.
That's better. Oh, ouch. Just put my head on your damn headboard, too.
Okay, by the way, we are going to be talking about this, Sam, and everyone knows that I'm a Carly lover, and even if you guys are fucking, mad at her today, don't be. You know what? We are going to get our cover back, and when we do, I want people apologizing to me. I want people to say that I'm not crazy and delusional. Thank you, Red Ruby. Hey, Red Ruby, call in. Red Ruby, call in. I wanted to kick Sam's ass today. Yeah, giving Carly Mayer's advice. Yeah, Carly doesn't need Mayer's advice. Yeah, okay, so Carly's Mayer's record isn't perfect, but you know what? No, today I sympathize with Carly. Red Ruby, so call in. Tell me that I need a Carly supporter on here. Please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. I'm going to start singing Back to December. And no one really, really, really wants me to sing Back to December by Taylor Swift. Do you guys? Okay. We have another caller, 912. 912, you're on the air with us. 912, you're on the air. 912. Okay, I would go back.
They must be nervous. They don't want to talk, do they?
Well, I don't like the new Swiss board.
Yeah,
you know,
the,
I haven't watched today's episode, but if people, if someone's going to diss on my girl, but you know what? Where does he get her mail device from, the men's econ? So, sorry, it's okay, Webby. Red Ruby, I'm glad you are here. Let me check. 912, you're on the air. 912, you're on the air with us. 912. 912.
They're
not there,
are they?
I know. So, I will never like the Sam. I will never, 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 never like them because they make me want to puke. They make me want to, you know, do things, yell at people because I have never, ever liked the Sam. Vazon needs to get back together. We need, you guys, we got to stop calling. Oh, Carly, you're going to flip on Sam when, as when, okay, Webby, we're, thank you for giving me a heads up. You know, people, I don't usually hate a couple from the start, but when that couple forces me, forces me to hate them, I'm sorry, game on. And I will never like Sam McCall. You know what? That character has been so whitewashed, and you know, did all my listeners forget that we had a show tonight? Lisa left. I'm talking to, yeah. Why are you laughing?
This happened the last time that I was here. Nobody called in, and we had like a show all the ourselves. Practically, we were practically. Sound like we were drunk on the phone, but we weren't.
I know.
Funny.
Oh, whoa, 708, yay. 708, you're on the air, Christy.
Hey.
Thank you for calling in. You are a very, very good person.
Hey, you're welcome. So what are we talking about?
We are talking about that I'm going to flip on Sam for, you know, giving Carly Miller's advice today. You know what? Sam used to know that I will always hate you. I will not always love you. And if you're going to do anything to my girl, Sam, you might as well go there. We have another call. Yay!
Did she say to my girl, Sam?
Oh, I did. Okay, my girl Carly.
Did you say my girl Sam?
No, I didn't. No, you don't hear anything.
Okay,
you
I
could have
wanted her to
know.
Say to
yeah,
my
that's
girl
the kind
Sam.
Of thing Jason wants to say. We don't want to have, like, no.
Okay, no, my girl Carly, that will stop this marriage once and for all.
You know, I saw the promo, and that promo made me want to puke.
Okay,
well,
I'm bringing on.
Kinda, okay.
Yes. 360, you're on the air with us. Yay!
Their car broke down on the way.
Come on.
Amy.
What do you need?
Amy.
Do you want
to call
the
paper? No.
Hello? Hey, Amy, you're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Yes. Yeah,
Amy, did you see the promo?
No, I didn't. What's up?
That promo kind of made me sick a little bit because it was like, it made it seem like a Sam love story coming up. She was so.
Oh,
like,
yeah, puke. It's not coming up.
Okay, because.
Wait a minute. I don't know what promo you're talking about.
The promo where Jason gets taken in that car accident, he's in a coma, and Sam's by his side, and she's crying. She's like, don't leave me or something. But Liz was in the promo a little bit where she, I think they collide. Liz and Jason's car collide together, and she kind of helps. She's like, Jason, Jason. She's pounding on the door, and I think she tries to call for help or something. But then it goes into, it kind of goes into heavily to Sam promo, kind of. So
Red Ruby said, I'm upset because I read further about the Sam, and basically they and Laylon have a Sosa and Jason Coleman dream. Then he wakes up and goes right back to Sam. Both said. Amy, you want to take over?
I'm sorry, Carly, I can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Now what did
okay,
you say?
Now I was, Red Ruby goes, I am so upset because I read this further about the Sam, and basically Laylon had a substance in Jason Coleman dream, then he wakes up and goes right back to Sam.
Well, you know, he's going to do what everybody tells him to do. After coming out of this, he's not necessarily going to have a memory problem, but he will be confused. And, of course,
yep.
if one person's by his side and telling him blah, 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 he's going to believe that one. But once things start calming down and he starts remembering what's going on, that's when things are going to get fun.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's when things are going to get fun.
Yeah, Red Ruby, the coma happened in August and they released the Jason wedding in the 23rd.
Yeah. People expect, like, overnight fix. And
yeah.
If that's not going to happen, okay, it's not going to happen. Right now,
no.
He's with Sam. When he's in a coma, he's with Sam. You know, when he wakes up, he's still going to be with Sam. But things are going to get interesting, I think, because he's supposed to remember, there's supposed to be a Jason and Elizabeth love scene coming up as well.
Yep.
It's
beside the dream. It's beside the dream. Okay.
It's not a dream. I'm very confused. I don't know what to expect.
Well, all I know is that basically it's supposed to get the fans riled up again, of course. You know,
yep.
And
yeah,
like
well,
I
we
said,
need that.
I think we're in for huge surprises, I think.
Yep, me too. I do not see this.
Especially with what's her name and her new show now. She's
yep.
not interested. Nah.
Yep.
No.
No. Oh, Allie's on the line.
Okay.
Well,
Allie, I'm cooking dinner, so just talk. I will listen.
Okay. Okay, there is a Laylon love scene.
Okay, hold on.
But is this a coma dream? Wait a moment now. We will get more than the coma dream, I believe, okay? People, you gotta stop reading spoilers by now. Reading spoilers is just gonna make everything worse.
Yeah,
and this
right now they're playing into our feelings and trying to
and you know what
like
the Sammer fans are saying about the love scene in his dream about they're comparing it's gonna be a dirty love scene with Jason and Liz. It's gonna make it look cheap and whatever, and the Sam love scene's all about his love for Sam or whatever.
That's what their fans want to believe.
Yep.
The Sammer fans make me feel like kids fighting for this one toy that we can't have, but they can have it, and we have to fight for it or something. You know what I mean? I just feel like we're like, well, I don't feel that way because, you know, I've been waiting for Jason Liz for a long time now, so I know how to be patient and wait. But,
yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, okay, yeah, the disamphant can handle the bottle that he, Jason ever killed about the, yeah, let's get that straight. And you know what? I don't think we have to worry, you guys.
You know, yeah, they, in every scene they've had since, their fans call it closure. You know,
yep.
Oh, it was closure
yeah.
for them. It was closure.
Yeah.
How many times can you have that? I mean, give me a break.
They
yeah,
just
wish it was that.
And Steve even tweeted the other day that is working with Becky was such an amazing person or something, you know.
Yep. Al, what did you think of this whole thing? Because I think our dream is about to happen. I think we are going to get a couple, and I just think there's no going back.
Yeah, I think that you're right, Carly. I think it's headed.
Yep.
I think it's going to get ugly in the next
yep.
couple weeks with their
yep.
comments and their bashing and all that stuff.
Yep. Allie, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just waiting.
Well, I just want... No, you guys, we have to step it up our game here. We have to call the comment line. We have to just get laid on back in the news. Well, we have to. It's not do or die time. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we have to fight for this. We need to
yeah,
fight like... There's no tomorrow because you know what the same fan thing. Oh, one way. No, you guys, their time has come and gone. And you know, as soon as
yep.
Monica gets
exactly.
a sleazy little
reality
TV show.
Yeah, look at the first week. Just compare that to the week before, and
yep.
how many people were on.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just, there was a huge difference between last week and the week before.
Yep.
In my opinion. And,
yep, mine too. Oh, and I want Sivan gone. I want Sivan dead.
I mean, I told you that soon Carly is going to, you know, be all against Sam and Jason, and sure enough,
started her stuff today.
I was happy about that when I watched this scene
I know.
Today. I was like, yeah, someone's not happy about this. Thank
you,
Carly.
My girl is not going to be happy.
The sudden friendship that Carly wanted to have with her is fake.
Me too.
Carly suffered an injury in some ways. As well.
Oh. Yeah, because on the new promo, Jason and Carly are in the call that cries into Elizabeth. Who's ever with Elizabeth? I don't know. Ruby Red goes, hey, one thing, did you guys know Jake and Jason have you guys noticed that? Okay, have you guys noticed Jake and Jason in Lucky's vision. Lucky had a vision today? Oh, okay.
He was drugged out of his mind. That was the only visions that he had. It was like, you see, like, Jake and everything, and he's, like, riding on a big wheel and all of that. And you hear Jason's voice in the background. About how he said that, like, I gave up my son so he could have a better life, and now he doesn't have one.
So,
Lucky is really, really upset. I am happy, though, that Elizabeth found Lucky because I didn't think anybody was going to find Lucky, and I kind of don't want Lucky to sit out there in the street anymore playing with his shoe. Well, I really don't care about him, so I...
Yeah, me either. You know what?
But it's in Elizabeth's nature to do that. I don't think she would leave him anyway. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
No, she would not. And, you know, the thing is, I think we are going to see a lot of 2006 playing, coming back around.
Right. And I think these flashbacks are kind of like a history lesson for the fans.
Yeah.
Because they didn't see that. This is Lucky's point of view, basically. And then there was a thing where Helena can just snap her fingers and Lucky's still programmed. You know, it's just, there, things are going to get really dicey. And I just think it's going to go our way.
I really feel strongly
that it, I'm not just saying that to make you guys feel happy or whatever.
Well,
but,
no, I feel it too. I feel like,
I can just,
you know, we just have to get.
It is our turn. And
yep,
if Feral Hostel is going to end, I want it to end with them.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
But you know what? People
I
need
want it
to
go
remember.
Down with happy sad instead of mad sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know what? I believe all Sam D's, you know, many
of
them out.
I don't even care about that anymore. I just think, I don't even care about her deeds coming out. What I do care about is that she knows that Jake is alive, and that's going to be revealed. And I think that's this gift that Franco, who's not played by James, because he's not coming back, so that was a lie from the magazines and everything else. I think it's someone else playing him.
I thought that was all, you know, kind of weird. Oh, we have another call.
You know, if Jason and Sam fans know everything, how come they didn't know anything about, and they claim to know everything about Kelly, how come they didn't know anything about her new show?
Exactly. Wait, Amy, Amy, just wait for one sec. 801, you're on the air with us. 801? A1, maybe if you try calling back in because it's staticky. Okay? A1. Okay. So, no,
anyway. I can't really talk for long. Carly, I got dinner going and stuff like that, but I really think things are going to be turning around. And
yep,
I think
me too.
You gotta forget what Jason and Sam fans are saying. You cannot rely on them. You cannot get their spoilers from them because they're always going to be happy for them. They're never going to say, well, certain things, you know, it's going to get bad for them or anything. They're not going to admit that, okay? And these people that they say they have on the inside, they're liars. Come on. No way. And to tell people that they know story a year out, come on. Bullshit. You know what I mean? Bullshit. So I just think you guys, Carly especially, because she just kills me, she needs to calm down and she needs to.
I know, we need to all calm. Yeah, and you guys, stay off.
Strawberry daiquiri will calm you. She just needs to, you know, block the Jason and Sam fans that are following her.
And you guys, by the way, half of Sunny and Brennan's fan base, which I did not know until today, are of Sam fans. I would never guess that. So that's my little lesson of the day. But, you know, you guys, we got to just stick it out
just
a little longer.
Yeah. There's so many things up in the air. There's still two big players that are leaving that have not been revealed.
Yeah.
That are going to be a shocker. You know, Maurice is going to be said to be on his island for a while. You know, Sonny's going to be on his island for a while. Who knows
Sonny's gone. Sonny hasn't been there since Brenda left. So, you guys just you know, let everything play out. Do not go on the ABC method, Bo. Do not go on even OTN.
Right. Things are going to get interesting when Jax comes back and when Nicholas comes back for those 2 weeks. They are going to be jumpy all over the place.
They are.
Watching a bad B-movie, you know what I mean? It's going to be really jumpy and choppy. It's going to be all over the place. And then things are going to settle down. And little Sam thinks she's getting it all when I think Jason is calming her. And he's going to destroy her.
Yeah, but that's what I think, too.
Because I believe that little Jake is alive and she knows.
But she had known the whole time.
And just like before, she did nothing about it.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you, there's like 12, I can't repeat them right now because I don't remember them word for word, but there is like 12 old rumors that have resurfaced and have picking up heat again.
Yep.
Back way before Becky was fired and all this other stuff. So even stuff about Aiden and Jason and all this other stuff. So, you know.
Yep.
And now,
like I said,
I just read yesterday about the Helena can snap her fingers and how Lucky would be, you know, programmed to do whatever it is that she programmed to do. So that, to me, tells me that things are not as they seem and that she is the mastermind behind this all and really believable to be in this position to go after Elizabeth, because Elizabeth's on Jason's side, she's on the Spencer's side. You know what I mean?
Yep, and but remember what Jason said the other day, you guys. No matter what, I will take you aside, Liz. No matter what, I will always take you aside. You know, that is very poignant. Amy, what are you making for dinner, by the way?
I'm making steakums and french fries and on a cob and salad.
Okay, who all wants to go over to Amy's house for dinner? Me! Okay. So I should let you go. Yeah.
I'm going to go and eat. And just remember what I said. You must ignore Jason and Sam's fans. They are going to throw out stuff there, and they're going to even, some might even sound intelligent, but I don't think so.
Exactly.
But I'm telling you that things are going to get really excited. There's some of my friends that I've been talking to, and they're really excited. Really excited. And these people were very negative when Becky was fired. So
exactly.
These people they just revamped. Road to Nowhere has gone from Negativeville to, oh my God, I couldn't believe what a day or week.
Yeah,
difference there was between a week. So if you ever feel down, you go to Road to Nowhere and read the positive posts in the wishful thread, not the spoiler thread. And there are tremendous energy in there, and they really, really know what they're talking about. And these are the people that spilled the first NOP, And to help yourselves and just calm down and ignore.
Yeah.
Don't read any spoilers. You know, be excited.
Be excited, people.
I will let you know. I don't watch. So when someone tells me to watch, I will call you and let you know to watch.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Amy. I don't want you to burn down your dinner.
Okay. All right, hon. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, hold on. We have a new, we have a block. Block call. You on the air? Block call, you on the air? Block call, you on the air? Okay, fine.
They don't know their box.
Nine one two, you're on Mayo 2.
Hello, Carly.
Oh, hi, Cassandra. How are you?
I am fine.
Good.
I am good.
How is the soap coupons going?
The soap coupons are going fine. I guess you wanted me to come on tonight to talk about the soap coupons. I can do that.
Yeah.
If that's what you want.
Yeah. So are we like?
Excuse me.
It's not too late to send them in, right?
You have until Labor Day to send the coupons in.
Okay.
So people have Labor Day.
About 5 weeks. A little less than 5 weeks to send them in.
Okay.
Cool.
And now it is more important than ever to send the coupons in. And if any of you have been following the Globe, because the Globe has been very supportive in this soap movement, you need to pick up your Globe copy either on Thursday or Friday, or whenever the Globe hits your local newsstand, grocery store, what have you. Make sure that you pick up a copy of the Globe this week. It is imperative, because if you don't, you will miss out on some great things.
Okay, people, pick up the Globe, because we don't want to miss any good stuff.
And then it is also important that you still continue to send in the coupon, get your friends to fill out the coupon, and remember, it is not one per household. It is one coupon for every individual in the household. Because there's been like a misconception about the way that you should fill out. It is not one coupon per household, but it's a coupon for every individual in the household. You can even make a copy and just make sure that every individual in the household is counted.
Yeah.
But there are some exciting things that are starting to happen this week, and it's going to be starting with the Globe. Now,
that is really cool.
Yes. Now, as far as General Hospital, I was listening earlier to the previous callers that you had, which is Amy, and she was right on the money about now is the time, because there are a lot of things that viewers of Jason and Elizabeth need to do, and that is to continue to write, continue to call, to continue to fill out your comment calls. And right now, there is a phone rally going on right now while SoapNet is airing today's General Hospital. So you need to get on the phones and call. You have to let the powers that be know what you want for Jason and Elizabeth. You also have to let Darren Wolf know that you are still around. We have to be diligent, and we have to keep the pressure on about what you want, because now is more important than ever, because as you know, during the FCW a couple of weekends ago, that Jill Fehrenfeld actually said that they need eyeballs for General Hospital. Well, if they need eyeballs, you can tell them, you will give them eyeballs if they give you what you have been clamoring and asking for the last 5 years.
Yep.
So it is now more important than ever that you let your voice be heard with General Hospital, and that you let your voice and yourself be counted for in order to get an alternate soap channel. It cannot happen unless viewers fill out the coupon, send it in. I cannot stress that more than I am stressing it now. We have 5 weeks left as far as receiving coupons, and I am expecting to get thousands and thousands of coupons within those 5 weeks. And I know it can be done. I know it can be done.
Yeah, it can be done. I mean, if you got SoFo now, I mean, you've been getting so much now that, you know, it's nice to know that I think we can reach the, you know, 10,000. I think we could even try for 15,000. Yeah, maybe I'm pushing the Sophie and the little hard, but we need to be pushed a little harder, people.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it is important that you get your voice heard, and this is one way to do it. Because even though Prospect Park has licensed the rights for ANC and One Life to Live, and possibly General Hospital as well, because I want everybody to know, you already know that you have been lied to about Franco, and then they're saying that it's a possibility that General Hospital will remain on the air. Please, please, please do not live in denial that General Hospital is not ending in 2012, because it is ending in 2012. But if you want to see it as well as it being broadcast on a web broadcast, but if you want to see it on broadcast television, you have the power, you have the voice, and it's time for you to use it.
Yeah, yeah, you guys, it's time for us to use it. Yeah, so yeah, all of us, we need to really get our soap coupon in the mail, trying to before Labor Day weekend. Let's get them, and more people already send soap coupons in. Yeah, they cannot send any more in, correct?
And even if you cannot mail them in, you can always leave me an email, and I can definitely fill them out for you as long as you provide me with the name, address, city and zip, city, state, and zip, and whoever your cable and or satellite provider is. And I will definitely fill out a coupon for you now.
Yeah, that will work. Yeah, God, you guys are.
And you can email me. You can email me at coupons. I'm going to give you the email address where you can email me the coupons, and it is coupons at sud, and it's sudz.tv. That's where it at sud. Let me put it in the chat. Yeah, I'm going to put it in the chat room where you can actually email me your address if you cannot mail in the coupon. I just want to make sure that everyone is counted in this coupon campaign.
Yeah, and, yeah, we need to get that done, you guys.
Please. But like I said, make sure that you pick up a copy of the Globe this week. And then, and while you're at it, why don't you pick up two copies, and then you can mail a copy to Bob Iger and Ann Sweeney at Disney ABC.
Cool. Yeah, you guys, we just have to step up our game and get all this done. Okay. Hey, I just have this group. Savon is in the car with Liz. Oh, can Savon just die in the car? Sorry. I'm not a big Savon person.
I don't know, but the promo that I saw was that supposedly Liz and Siobhan get into a fight over Lucky or something, and it's on stairs, and Siobhan goes down the stairs, and Liz is rushing Siobhan to the hospital.
Oh, crap. Okay, you guys, we have two block calls. Let me block call you on the air. Hello? Okay, block call, you also on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air with us. Hi, what's your name?
It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
I just caught the tail end of the other person speaking about that comment line for Jason and Liz and to call. Does anybody have that number?
I will post it in the chat room, but I'll get the number for you, okay?
Okay.
So, Kelly, that means you must be a Jason and Liz fan.
Yeah, for a decade, but I stopped watching once they killed Jake.
I got the General Hospital comment line.
Okay, go ahead.
It is 1-323-671-4583.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I stopped watching the minute they killed Jake, and I've been watching it for 20 years.
Well, Kelly, now is the time you might want to tune back in the next couple of weeks. And think about that, Jake might not be dead, okay? The pieces never fit together. And if you just think back on the night Jake died, it doesn't fit. And maybe it's the time for all of us to tune in, because I believe it's going to get better. And I believe that Jason and Liz, we'll be back together. We just had Jason and Liz really good scene last week. So I believe they are coming. You know, don't read the magazine. The magazines will not say what's really going on. Most of the magazines are the Samuel lovers. So, but I am telling you, Liaison is coming. Our couple is going to come back around.
General Hospital can continue to go against what the fans want for a decade, and they wonder why they have low ratings. I just don't understand how that's a good way to run a business by shutting out an entire fan base for a decade.
Well, you know what, Kelly? I don't think we will be set out any longer. I think we are going to be heard and we are going to be listened to. And, you know, don't read the spoilers. Don't read the magazine by now. Just watch it in the next couple of weeks. We are going to be getting what we want. Is it going to be overnight? No, it's not going to be overnight. But this is the time, to, like, stand up and say we want Jason and Liz back together. And, you know, they've always said one scene last week that was really good. So let's keep fighting this.
Absolutely.
And, by the way, how did you find my little program? I'm just curious.
I tuned in for about a month. I've been on Facebook for, like, 2 months, and I started with Love Liaison on Love Liaison on Friday night. And I just checked the page, and it said, listen now, because I'm actually visually impaired, so I've only been on a couple of months. I'm just getting used to this whole Facebook and chat room thing.
Oh, yeah. Welcome. You call in anytime. Like I said, Jason and Liz, couple, are going to get what we are going to get our cake. We are going to finally get a PO. Why did I just mention cake? Now I want cake. I just really think now it's time to say we are not going to let this other fan base win, and they won't win. In the end, they won't win. So we need to fight it.
We were even robbed of the whole quarter main, Jake. We were robbed of so many storylines as it pertains to Jake. It's ridiculous.
Well, Monica and Jason also shared a scene last week where I cried. I cried for the Monica and Jason scene. So, you know, we are getting, you know, the coal mines are coming back in the fold. It's going to be a really good general hospital. And I think you should tune in and see what happens.
When I see things start going that way, then maybe I will. But until then, you know, I think they've screwed around with our couple and our fan base for 10 years, and it's about time it stops.
Yeah, and I believe it will.
Because I doubt the Jassam fan base would still be around after a decade if this was done to them.
Yeah.
The thing I am learning every day, Kelly, is don't listen to the Sam fan base. You know, yeah, they might be getting the greatest brothers in the whole wide world, but nothing plays on screen the way it's supposed to with that fan base. You know, if it did, Jason and Liz would have got closer, would have been done years ago, and we are not done. We are so far from being done that I think all of us need to stand up and fight, and I still can't believe, yeah, well, what the heck did Sam get a picture of Zeke anyway? Yeah, bad scene, Mimi, but I'm telling you, Zeke's alive. I believe that I never thought Zeke was dead for a moment. All my listeners out there knows, I said the day Zeke supposedly died, that little boy is not dead. And when it gets revealed that Carly was right on Daytime After Dark, I do want a lot of apologies to every naysayer, every Sam fan, everyone apologizing to me that I was right. So, thank you.
What I don't like about the Jassam fans is they act like Jason and Liz has no connection at all. They like to dismiss the whole friendship, the chemistry, and everything.
Well, you know what? Don't listen to them. You know what? They are little teeny boppers who have no way of knowing what a good couple is, okay?
You took the words out of my mouth.
I was just telling Carly today we were driving from Target, and I go, I don't understand how people can't like Jason and Liz.
I know their chemistry is undeniable. The connection, the pure, genuine friendship and love that they've built over 10 years. It baffles me.
I know. I don't understand how I don't understand how people could like that couple. And Jason would never, ever have gone. And I was telling her, if Sam had did something like that, watching his son get kidnapped years ago, he would have killed her.
And don't forget about the two gunmen that she hired to steal Liz away from them. How convenient that everybody likes to sweep that under the rug like it didn't happen.
I know. And if Jason real was so out of character, and I hope Garen will kind of like, I hope he brings that up in the sense that she gets her just desserts, so to speak, meaning she loses him. And I don't know. I want him to write her the way.
And, you know, the Sam fans should be pissed off because the show doesn't do her any justice, because if not for Jason, she has no point on the show. They should be pissed that they just make her tag onto his arm and do nothing. I think she needs a storyline onto herself.
I know. Yeah. I liked her with Lucky when Greg Vaughn was playing.
Yeah, me too.
I loved that storyline, and they threw that under the bus, too, to go back to Jason. And
I mean, I told them this. When you see her, all she is in the apartment. She has no other purpose on the show. It's like, get a life.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Kelly, we are going to see what's finally coming. And when we do, I think it's going to be like the best day of, the best day ever. And I think the Vazon fan need to start tuning in and watching again. You know, I'm not saying you don't have to watch next week, but start watching, because it's going to be getting good. And that's what we need.
You know, it's funny you said it doesn't happen overnight, but I often wonder if General Hospital even has the luxury of time with the way the ratings are. I think they need to act like yesterday if they want.
You know what? I agree, Kelly. I agree. And I think they are going to. I think bringing Gavin in was like the biggest thing they could have done. And This family has nothing to worry about. You know, I feel like we are going to be getting our cover back. So let's just hold on tight for the next couple of weeks. The bad storm is about to be over. You know, we've been in this bad storm, and this bad storm is about to come undone.
And the reason Jason seemed last week were the way she was so shocked when she found out that they were getting married. I felt so sad for her. I felt like it was just somebody stabbed her in the heart when she heard that.
Yeah,
you know,
and you know what?
After she, you know, she just needed to, you know, that spoke volumes of when she ran to Jason's penthouse. You know, it's not surprising that she was the first, that he was the first person that she thought of to run to, because that's how the relationship always was. You know, when Jason said, we will always have a connection, and she goes, it's more than that. That spoke volumes of that couple, and I...
Yep, and you guys, so what I'm telling all my listeners tonight, do not go on the message board. If you need some happy moments, go to RTN Whisper Thinking Thread. That's say off the ABC message board. Don't read the magazines. And don't be a spoiler hole.
Well, like me. What's worse for me is that I watch videos of Liz and Jason, too, on YouTube, and it makes it worse for me because I want them together even more now than ever.
It's funny you say the same thing, because I look at it and I say, this is what we're getting robbed of. Good stories, good acting, good chemistry, a good storyline, and a love story. And this is what we're being robbed of. And that's what makes me mad all the more.
I know. We've been wasted. Our fan base has been wasted up for over 10 years.
I went on the ABC Soaps and Death website and made a poll and said basically I doubt the Sam and Jason fan base would still be this loyal to their couple after 10 years. They would have tuned out long ago.
I doubt it. I doubt that too. We stuck with this couple for over 10 years, and that speaks volumes of how loyal of a fan base we are. Like, I don't think Jason and Sam would have stuck this long with him, and even when Becky got fired, if Kelly Monaco would have gotten fired, I don't think there would have been such an uproar. I don't think there would have been enough fans.
And who knew that when we got? And who knew that 5 minutes later, after she got rehired, thanks to all the fans, that they had this in store to kill Jake? Nobody saw that coming.
Not to interrupt you guys, where's Ruby? You can come to my message board in the spoiler zone. Where's Ruby? Please tell us where your message board is, because I will send my people over to you guys. But no, Liz needs a backbone. I agree. But you know what? All of you Carly haters, please love my Carly. You know, she has every right to be upset over Jason's wedding, Mayor's whatever. You know what? At least someone is showing some emotion. So, maybe she was a little flip-flopper a couple of months ago saying that Sam being pregnant should be pregnant with Jason's baby. I believe this Carly was calling Sam. Then, and by the way, let's see, we have 90 seconds. We are going into overtime. Carrie, when are we having our next show?
I don't know. It's up to you. Next Monday, or I don't
know.
Yeah,
why don't we do it on Monday? Because Friday night we are going to be gone, and so. But Carrie,
it's Friday on General Hospital, the start of Jason's cut. The accident that Liz and Jason collide cars and Liz gets out of her car, I guess, and tries to save Jason, or she's see if he's okay or something.
She's always at his rescue.
I don't know. I just feel like this time Liz needs to rescue Jason, because he's always rescued her in the past.
Oh, She's rescued him plenty when he's been shot and taken him back to health.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, as of recently, as of the past 5 years or so, it seems like Jason's the one that's been rescued.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, they've rescued each other plenty of time with each other, but I think now, I just think now that they need to both rescue each other. She needs to rescue him out of this relationship, this so-called relationship
yep.
that he's in, and vice versa,
yep.
because, you know, the Lucky and Liz storyline has been done with, too. That should have been over a long time ago.
That has never been the same since Jonathan Jackson left the first time, and they keep forcing that couple down our throat like they do just Sands, and they don't get it.
They don't get it. I know. Lucky and Liz's chemistry, that's what you call it, like a first love thing, puppy love,
exactly.
or whatever you want to call it, first time love. And you can't bring a character back after 10 years with other Luckies that have already played the part and go back to the way. It's as if they forgot. When they brought Jonathan back, it's as if they forgot what this character did before Jonathan came back with Jacob and Greg's character. And to have him go into Liz's house and totally bash her in front of Nicholas of the affair, not even bringing up his past with her sister Sarah and Maxie. You know, they seem to have forgotten that is what Jacob Young's character did and Greg Bond's character did when they played Lucky. And
sometimes there's just too much water under the bridge, but the writers, Boozer and whoever, never want to see that because they just want to force a round peg into a square hole.
I know. I mean,
but you guys, like I said, now is the time to, you know, fight. I am going to change topics because we are in overtime, but I'm getting mad at one Mike Philip. You know what? I do not want Roger Harris coming back and being taught. I don't know how everyone is feeling, but...
Oh, God. Well, see, I'm kind of torn because I loved Roger Howarth when he played Todd in the beginning, you know, when he first was on. But then when he left and Trevor came on, I fell in love with Trevor. But Trevor's been playing it longer than Roger's been playing Todd, I think, right? Or no?
But yet Roger had that personality that you remember who he was and what he was because he was so integral in the rape story and everything.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
how are they gonna? Well, writers are smart on One Life to Live right now. I mean, I don't know. I mean, see, I love Taya and Todd. I've always loved Taya with Roger's Todd, but now that Roger's back and the way they're gonna go and Trevor's leaving, I'm hoping that Blair and Roger are not endgame or you know that because I love Taya and. Todd, you know, and they're going to screw that up now, or I don't know.
Does anybody know when John's
going to
find out about
Lena?
I'm tired of waiting for that, too.
Oh, God, I know, me
soon.
Too.
I believe it will be soon. Ali, what do you think of One Life to Live and the whole thing?
I think this is definitely kind of different. I don't think we've really seen this kind of a storyline.
No, I know.
Really poor. Because we've always had, like, the lookalikes, like, they've done the lookalikes and everything. But this is, like, completely, like, you have old Todd, you have new Todd. And I think if they would have kept Trevor St. John... If they would have kept the news that he was leaving quiet, I think it would have been a lot better because, it's on the fence. Like, if you didn't know that Trevor St. John is leaving the show, then you wouldn't know which one is the actual
one. I know.
And
it would
have been for a better storytelling at the end to, you know, finally have the reveal of who was the real
but
Todd.
But do you still think that maybe they could still play it as Trevor is the real Todd, even if he is leaving? Do you think they could still play it that way, or what?
I don't think so, because I think Todd is such a main character on One Life to Live that they would want him there to the very end.
I guess
so
that's
true. So I'm thinking
true.
that it's definitely going to be Roger is going to be the real Todd. And
I feel sorry for Danielle too because she went through this whole her father thing with Rod, and now she's thinking this Todd, Trevor's Todd, is her father, but now she's got to find out that her real father is Roger's Todd.
So that must mean that that Roger Hollis is not Sam's father, right? Because he wasn't there.
John won't be right. Not Sam's father because Trevor's Todd is the one that got raped by Margaret. And so So that means that Sam is not related to Star, or Jack, or even Danielle.
That's right. Danielle is Todd.
What?
Danielle is Todd's. I know that there was a big...
No, Danielle is Todd's because Roger's Todd was on the island. He even brought it up today that he got stuck on the island with her with Ross Rayburn, so that would make him the father of her child. So,
I
think there was, like, a thing out there where everybody was like, oh, well, then Danielle isn't really Todd's, and Star and Danielle isn't sisters, and... But I was like, if you remember back, like, the island was around 8 years ago later. But Sam is the only child that wouldn't be his.
When Taya came to town, did she test the blood? Did she have a DNA test between... Trevor's Todd, or
you're right, because she came back to town when Trevor St. John was playing the role, because she's only been back a couple of years. You're right.
So how are they going to explain that unless she just was testing Ross's DNA against Danielle's just to prove that, just to cross him out of the equation?
She said she tested Todd's.
That's what I remember too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, maybe Trevor's a twin, or because twin DNAs have the same, don't they have like the same DNA twins or something, identical twins? Maybe
characteristics.
Maybe.
But of course they did that when they knew this one was going to come back, so they'll have to find a way around that one.
The writers are really going to have to explain their way around that now. Writers are smart. One thing about daytime writers, they're really, really smart when it comes to unrealistic, like, things. You know what I'm talking? You know, they know how to write around.
But that's the best guess, is have them be related, because that would be the only thing that would make some sense.
If
Trevor St. John and Roger Howard were related, because that would give them similar DNA. So that would explain.
Maybe Victor Lord, right? Maybe he had two. Twins.
Well, yeah,
maybe
because
he had twins.
Because he's got Tina and Vicky. What is this? Tina, Todd, and Vicky, right?
Yeah, Tina, Todd, and Vicky. So maybe Trevor's Todd is actually Walker Lawrence, but he was adopted or something. I don't know.
I think with me, I fell in love with Trevor with the role of Todd. I love Trevor. So for them to do this, for me, I'm like, you know, I loved Roger too, but 7 years went by, and I was falling in love with Trevor. And so for me, I'm like, I don't like this. I really don't like it. They should not mess with this.
Actually,
but they did, so.
Today was riveting. I was actually glued today when
I know we were.
You know, I was like, oh, my God, this is really good right now. One Life to Live is getting really good right now towards the end. And his Trevor, Roger's scenes with everybody was really good, even though he had been, you know, because this is like his first, I think these were the past couple of days, or today was his first major scenes with everybody, you know, Taya, Blair, even Jack right now is having a hard time with the fact that he could be his real father or whatever, because Jack has only really known
Trevor as Todd for 8 years. So, you know, it's going to be interesting how this all plays out, which I'm looking forward to. But, yeah.
Yeah, good. You know, Kelly. No, I'm just telling Kelly she's welcome to call back anytime because we will probably have our next on Monday night. And how are you having the Rant Room tomorrow night or no?
I think I am. I'm going to go ahead and have the Rant Room if you guys show up.
Yeah, we'll be there because there's so much things to talk about. It's like every time we're on here, we never finish. So you're kind of like, your show kind of is like a continuation of it or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I also want to talk
True Blood tomorrow because I haven't seen it.
Oh my God! Hey, yes, did you see it?
Okay.
I haven't seen it. Don't say anything.
You haven't seen it.
No.
I won't say any. I won't say anything, Allie. I'm not gonna say anything. I watched it last night. I found it on another website that I was on that I go on. Oh, you're gonna. Oh my God, you're gonna love it. You're gonna so love it.
You're ruining it.
No, I'm not ruining anything. I'm just saying you're going to love it. What am I ruining?
Okay, good. Terry, stop yelling my role.
Calm down, my God.
What am I ruining? No, I just love that show. I mean, you know, it's like, I love that.
So anyway, my show. Yeah, on tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and it's over at the Rant Room. You guys are all welcome.
And Kelly, if you have Twitter, you can follow me at daytime 6976. And Allie has the Twitter, and Liaison Radio has the Twitter, so. And we all connected on Twitter, all three of us. So, and Liaison Radio is coming back August 15th, right, Christy?
Well, before that, it's going to come back this Friday, and then the following Friday, and then the 15th, which is a special show on Monday, which will be our 2-year anniversary. So,
yeah,
we're going to have a show coming up every week because.
Okay, well, I guess Terry and I will be calling from the beach. Friday night,
okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to, you know, tell everyone it's going to be like the 5th, the 12th, and the
13th. Hey, so. Well, isn't Becky's anniversary on the show for being on General Hospital coming up in August?
Yes, it is, but I don't remember what day.
I don't remember what day in August you premiered either. Does she go from the day she premiered, or does she start from the day she started on the show? It's, I guess, her premiere date on the show that they go with the anniversary, huh? I would think that's just obvious. That's logical because that would be her first day on camera on the show, huh? Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Oh, you guys, we are very bad people.
Why?
Because today was her first August 1st,
1997. Oh. So it's her. Oh,
well,
really?
Happy anniversary, Becky.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary, Becky. We love you, but it's off air. But we love you, and we're so glad you're that we fought for you.
And we are so glad that Steve Burton.
It was worth it.
Yeah, but we are so happy that.
Yeah. It was so worth it.
You guys, did you know that? Oh, my God. Becky was also on Days of Our Life. I've been
she
saying
was?
That for you. Yeah, I'm reading her book. And she
oh,
was on Harvard.
How ironic, because Steve Burton, too, was on Days of Our Life.
Yeah,
back
and
in
Scott
1988.
Reeves. And Scott Reeves.
And Scott Reeves, too. That's how they became really good friends. They
yeah,
met on
and,
Days of Our Life.
And, you know, you guys, he was on Highway Heaven, L.A. Law, Beverly Hills, 90210, Step by Step. I watched every episode
really?
Of Step by Step.
I don't really remember on Step by Step.
Yeah.
And she was also, she played in about a Hugh Hefner movie or something, a biopic.
Yeah. So, but, yeah. Yeah, so happy anniversary, Becky. We sorry we we served the job earlier. And oh, she was on Brotherly Love too.
Oh yeah, that's okay. I remember reading about that. Yeah,
Brotherly
Love. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, but no, you guys, Kelly, I don't want you to get discouraged with what's happening. We are going to get our cover back, and it's going to be so sweet. And the three of us, Allie, Christy, and I, and we are Auntie, our whispers are going to light up like it was Christmas Eve or something.
Okay, yeah. I wonder what will happen to the DeSam radio. I wonder what happened when their couple ends and they're going to have two to three people on that show, probably, I bet.
You know what?
The title of their show was today? It said something about Carly. It was the title of their show, I forgot, but I guess it was a Carly centered show on DeSam Radio about what happened.
Oh, you know
today,
what? You know what, DeSam Radio? If you're gonna really talk shit about my girl Carly, you're gonna have another thing coming from me. And you know, don't think it's appropriate for you guys to. You know, I am so happy that Carly is saying something. And you know, people need to speak out, but I don't.
I was going to say something that, you know how ironic that Liz is the one that told her about Jason and Sam. She had to find out from Liz that they were engaged. Isn't that funny? I just find that kind of funny that Liz is the one that told her.
I'm very happy.
Liz and Carly were like civil. They were not. Liz didn't do it to get even with her or anything. She heard her talking, trying to reach Jason,
right.
And she just mentioned that. You know, some people
were
in here.
Can I say something about that? I want to say something about the Carly scene today. And she said to Jason, you changed. You're changing because, you're with her. And things are changing because you're with her. I'm pretty sure that's what she meant when she said, you know, you changed,
really?
Jason. And I'm like, yeah, he has changed, Carly. Thank you for mentioning that.
If Carly knew what Sam had done, be really upset with Jason for choosing her for what she had. Why would he have? Carly would be so shocked.
Yeah, but Kelly, I hope you're still there. Kelly, I just want you to know that Carly is one of my favorite characters on Xena Hospital, and so if people are going to be her up about anything, unless, you know, she kills Liz, then I cannot defend her at the moment. But with what she's doing right now, I have to defend my girl. So.
Oh, I like what she's doing. She's going to look about her. She thinks that she owns Jason and can tell him who to be with and when to be with them. That's the only thing I like about her.
You know what? Carly.
Because if you remember when he was with Liz, she had a fit.
Carly is Carly, and I love her, and I love the Jason and Liz relationship, but I also like the Jason and Carly relationship. So, if people have problems with Carly, that's their problem. But my girl did the right thing today by killing Jason. How long is? Allie, Christy, you want to say, Christy, you want to say something?
About
anything?
I'm just really happy that Carly was not happy with Jason and Sensei. I was like, oh, Carly, thank you, Carly. I was very happy with Carly. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Allie, At least you're off for two more days. Oh, 2 days.
2 days.
2 whole days.
2 whole days.
And Christy? Yeah, Christy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be doing Gray Radio next year?
In the fall? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've just kind of really been doing it this summer because it's just me and no one really, there's not a lot of people who've called in and I just don't feel like having it when I don't even have a co-host on that show and no one really calls in. So it's kind of like, I kind of feel like it's pointless, especially if there's no new episodes to discuss. And I'm really, like, I'm really trying to study how other Glee podcasts have, like, discussed Glee Radio and kind of, like, get advice from them and take tips from them and see how I can, like, reformat my show to make it better. But I really am going to look for a co-host before I start again in September because it's not really a radio show when no one calls in. It's just kind of like me talking to myself for 30 minutes. So.
That's how my show was when I first...
Like, let's see.
Yeah, if anyone out there wants to, like, discuss Glee Radio every Tuesday night with me on that show, like, please, like, feel free to, like, co-host with me because that show is kind of like, I feel like I'm going to give up on that show if I don't get anything going.
Yeah, Nancy, they're only looking for a Glee co-host. They're not looking for a Late Night Radio co-host because she only has one, and that's me, so they'll... So, you know, Yes, no, Kelly, did you watch Glee?
No, I didn't watch that show. I just pretty much watched soaps and that's it. I don't really watch the syndicated stuff at night.
Wow. If I only watched only soaps, my TV wouldn't be so filled up.
If I just watched soaps,
my TV would not be so... Yeah,
I watch them.
Okay, you guys. I'm upset about all my children and one life to live, but, you know, I still believe there will be a 12-hour deal for one life to live. I cannot say that for all my children, but I can say that for one life to live.
Yeah.
I'm going to say goodnight.
Okay, are you going to bed or what?
Yes, I'm going to bed.
Well, just think. You can sleep in a little if you want.
Oh, that'll be so nice, especially since I didn't sleep for all this thing.
You didn't? Where are you?
I didn't go to sleep until about 1:30 or 2, and then I kept waking up, and then I got up at like 7, and got dressed, and went into work.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah, I'll go sleep. Sleep good.
Hopefully. All right. Thanks, girls. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, well, since Ari left and my co-host got off the Swiss boat, we are probably going to end the show because I'm having a craving for ice cream.
I just had some
Yeah. We got some drumsticks ice cream today.
No.
Yeah.
Hi, Christy.
Oh, wow.
Bye.
Yeah, man. Kelly, if you have Twitter or Facebook, follow us. Follow Raise On Radio, too, in the rant room.
Okay, will do.
All right, and so what, Christy, what are you going to go do? Are you going to go get a smoothie?
Oh, Christy, are you going to get a smoothie?
Oh, I don't know. I've actually got food tonight. I'm excited. I woke up
and my mom had KFC, and she got my popcorn chicken, and I got my Pepsi. I might go get food later. I don't know, but I'm going to be up late tonight because I slept in a lot today, so, yeah.
Okay, well,
if you... My dad gave me a project to work on, which is basically like adding up numbers in Excel, and I'm not that excited about it. I'd rather edit my butt off, but oh well.
But the thing, I never had the popcorn chicken before. Mm.
Oh my God, it's so awesome. I love popcorn chicken. Huh, popcorn chicken.
Oh, I will. On that note, you guys, I think I'm going to go find my ice cream.
Well, enjoy. I love ice cream.
Good luck.
Yeah, Kelly. Yeah, Kelly, get some ice cream because ice cream is like the best food ever.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay. Night, guys.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.